ओम शांति। वीर बाबा चिल्ड्रन आर सो फॉर्चुनेट दैट बाबा हिमसेल्फ हैज सेलेक्टेड हिज स्पेशल चिल्ड्रन। Baba's each child is very, very special, but there are some other children who have very, very beautiful specialities, so many qualities as well as extraordinary virtues and specialities. Baba knows each and every child. In the beginning, when children were coming in front of Baba, by seeing them, their future, Baba used to give lot of love, used to give lot of sustenance to the children, because he knew who are the one who will become responsible for yajna service, for world service. Nirbhay Bhai is also one of those special souls, like Dadi's senior brothers. He is also selected by Bap Dada and Dadis, and Bap Dada, Dadis and all Brahman family love him very much, because when he came into knowledge, no one understood that he is such a diamond which Baba knew. And when he came to knowledge, someone thought, because he belonged to Sikh family, they thought young boy come, listen, and they go away. By seeing him, sisters did not recognize him, but Baba recognized him, Dadi also recognized him, and especially Mama also recognized him, that he is a special jewel, diamond, in Baba's yajna. I came to in connection with Nirbhay Bhai first time 1966. At that time we had a exhibition in Mount Abu during Baba's time, and Nirbhay Bhai was also here, but he had the responsibility to give the guides and see how the guides are explaining the exhibition and how they are doing it. So I was there at that time with Dadi Manohar Indraji. So he used to guide us how to explain, how to see the public and how to explain them. So at that time, I learned so many things from him, because he was so polite and so cheerful face. And by seeing his face, so many people, those who are coming to see the exhibition, they were very much impressed and they were happy to listen from him. So he taught that virtue. Whatever service you do in such a way, people should listen and get the experience and come close to Baba. Then in 1970, I came to Madhuban, because at that time I was doing Lokik job, and Nirbhay Bhai was also in Madhuban, because when Baba became avyakt, at that time Dadi came to Madhuban. In Bombay, Dadi and Nirbhay Bhai, they used to do lot of service together. Whatever services were there, though Ramesh Bhai was also there, but Dadi and Nirbhay Bhai used to plan different services and used to go to different places, and they both used to write letters to Baba every day. Every day Baba used to receive their letter, and Dadi and Nirbhay Bhai, they also used to receive Baba's letter every day. That was such a setting done that every day letter should reach to Baba, and every day they should receive the letter. Due to any reason, for example, due to train problem or weather problem or some, due to any reason, if Dadi's or Nirbhay's letter does not reach to Baba, Baba would think of them, why their letter have not come. If Baba's letter have not reached to Dadi and Nirbhay Bhai, they both used to think, why Baba's letter has not come. So what happened at that time, because of their powerful thought, Baba used to call them, because at that time we had only one very simple telephone in Mount Abu. And if you have to call to someone, you have to take a connection from the telephone exchange. And Baba used to call them in the morning, 5 o'clock, after 5 o'clock. But that was the time when their people are not doing so much phone calls. It was that time it was so easy to receive the calls. So when Dadi was invited, and Dadi became the administrative head in Pandavan of the institution. So at that time, Dadi also asked Nirbhay Bhai to come to Mount Abu and stay here. First of all, he said, what will I do in Mount Abu? Because in Bombay, there are so many VIPs, there are so many people, and there are so many services. Mount Abu is an isolated place. How can I stay? Then, because his nature was that, whatever Baba says and whatever Dadi say, he always accepted. He never argued for anything. So immediately he made his plan to come to Mount Abu. So when he came to Mount Abu, so at that time Dadi said, there are so many things. And immediately Dadi gave him office, which is the same office which you see in Pandavan. So he got that place and used to sit there and used to make plan for service and used to make plan for Brahmins. So in 1970, when I used to come to Madhuban, so I used to go to Nirbhay Bhai's office and used to sit there, spend some time. Nirbhay Bhai used to tell me, will you stay here? Will you do service here in the office? I sometimes used to say, okay, I will do it. But you know, at that time, that was a system in the yagya. Sisters should stay in the center. And this is a task of brother, not sister. Then Didi Manmohini, she said, how can she stay here to serve and to help in the office? This is not a sister's task. Sister task is that, go to the center, take care of the center, give courses. This is their work, not to stay in the office. But Dadi knew it is very important someone has to be in the office. At that time, our Dada Anand Kishore, he was also with Nirbhay Bhai. They both were very, very close friends. And they used to talk, they used to laugh, they used to enjoy. And third person was me, the one who was invited by Nirbhay Bhai, Dada Anand Kishore, and Dadi accepted it. Then from 1972-73, I used to come and do service in the office and then go back to different places, different centers in India. In 1974, I started to stay permanently in Madhuban and to help in the office with Nirbhay Bhai and Dada Anand Kishore. So I want to tell you, because he had his intellect was so planning intellect, beautiful planning, and whenever he used to make plan, not only plan, he used to sit, churn and visualize that plan and how to put it, that plan into practical, and then how can we do it. I saw at that time, sometime in the night by 12 o'clock, he was working. And that also became my habit also, to work late night, and early in the morning he used to tell the plan to Dadi what we have done it. And one more thing I like to tell you, during Baba's time, first when he came to Baba, and Baba knew his future, and Baba knew his all the qualities, Baba used to give lot of love to Nirbhay Bhai. And whenever he used to visit Madhuban, and he used to see Baba, and Baba also wanted to see him immediately as soon as he arrives in Madhuban. Once what happened, he arrived Madhuban, but he did not go to Baba for 1 or 2 hours. Then Baba called Nirbhay Bhai and asked, "Child, why you did not come to me?" He said, "Baba, what should I do? Because the sister who is standing outside your room, that was sometime Lakshudadi. Lakshudadi was very strict. And sometime Didi Manmohini, she was also very strict. They were not giving permission to him to go to Baba without getting permission, without asking from Baba. And he told Baba, "What should I do? Because these sisters are not giving me permission to come to you any time." Baba said, "Child, for you, there is no need to ask permission. Whenever you want to come, any time, either daytime, either sleeping time, either in the morning, either late night, you are always welcome." And that was the thing, some sister did not understood why Baba is telling this. Because Baba knew after some time, he is going to become such a strong foundation for different kinds of the services. So Baba used to give him a lot of love, and Baba used to write letter every day. One more important thing is that, because those who came in knowledge, in the beginning, all these dadis, they used to write in Sindhi language. They used to write letter in Sindhi language, and some letters in Hindi language. But Nirbhay Bhai, because of Urdu language, he studied in Urdu language. It was so easy for him to read Sindhi language or write Sindhi language. And whatever important things were there, Baba has to tell him, Baba used to write in Sindhi language. And Dadi used to write in Sindhi language. Yesterday I was reading one of his letters. In one of the letters he has written to Dadi, "Dadi, whatever you told me, I had discussed this matter with others. Should we circulate this letter to the centers?" And I was reading that letter. So in the answer, Dadi gave answer in Sindhi language, which I can't read it. I will get it read from someone, so which I can't read. So he used to read Baba's letter directly. Dadi used to write a secret letters to him in Sindhi language. So he knew what is the meaning of this, what he has to do. That was also very, very important for him and for Baba and Dadi's. And then Baba gave him permission, "You can come anytime." And also what Baba used to talk to him about different plans. One of his experience he was sharing, because while staying in Bombay, so he used to go to different places for services. Once what happened, he went to a temple, and at that time, you know, Hindu people, even the brothers, they used to wear little ring in their ear. So he went to one of Hindu temple. As soon as he went there, and he started to give knowledge, and some people misunderstood that he is a Christian, he is not Hindu, and they started to fight with him. Then he wrote to Baba, "Baba, this happened. What is this?" Baba said, you need more yoga power, so that the vibration should reach to them." So that was a lesson Baba taught him, And wherever he was going for any kind of services, first of all he used to use the yoga power. And the result we have seen during in Madhuban time, and wherever he used to go, wherever he went, because of yoga power, yoga vibration, everyone was so much impressed and they were getting very friendly feeling and a very beautiful feeling from him. So when he came to Madhuban, so first step what he did, first he set up the office properly, and they started to plan to how to do the service of the people of Mount Abu and how to do the service of people of India. Then in 1974, the first building, Raj Yoga Bhavan, was built. And he discussed with Dadi, in this building we should keep Raj Yoga camp, we say retreat for newcomer people, so that they should come and get the experience of Raj Yoga meditation courses. So in 1974, Raj Yoga retreat was started in Madhuban, but they were not allowed to stay in Panda Bhavan. They were staying in Raj Yoga Bhavan. Their food arrangement was there, their classes were there, all the programs were there. So at that time, those who were coming, they were getting lot and lot of experiences from Raj Yoga retreat. Even that, so many VIPs, they became student and some came very close to Baba. And I remember in 1975, Swami Satchidanand from America, he came from America, he stayed in Raj Yoga Bhavan, because we didn't have another building, we had only Panda Bhavan. So Raj Yoga Bhavan was the first VIP building, whosoever VIPs were coming in the beginning, they all were staying in Raj Yoga Bhavan. And then he also again thought what to do. Then he made a plan to get another land. Then Gyan Vigyan Bhavan land was purchased. Then Gyan Vigyan Bhavan were constructed. And he was very expert in construction. And he used to make plan for proper living, proper system. So he made all the plan and took help from the expert engineers. And then Gyan Vigyan Bhavan was constructed. And in Gyan Vigyan Bhavan we used to have Raj Yoga retreats over there. But not only this, whatever plan he used to make, and he used to concentrate a lot. And during Baba's meeting time, we had a very shortage of accommodation and for Baba's meeting in Panda Bhavan. In the evening, Avek Bap Dada used to come in Baba's room. Then Avek Bap Dada used to come in History Horn. Once what happened, so many brothers and sisters, they came to Madhuban. So at that time, Avek Bap Dada came in the courtyard of Panda Bhavan. So we made the system that in the morning, 10 o'clock, all will take brunch, like breakfast and lunch together. In the evening, 6 o'clock, night dinner. And after 6, Baba used to come in courtyard of Panda Bhavan. At that time, all the sisters and brothers are sitting there, like all the angels are sitting in Panda Bhavan. Then the plan was made that there should be some big place where the people, brothers and sisters, can stay and Baba's meeting can arrange. And then in 1975, meditation hall of Panda Bhavan was constructed. From 1975, Avek Bap Dada used to come in meditation hall. I remember when meditation hall was constructed and it was set up properly, and then we have to set up the picture, and he used to sit in the hall, see each and every picture, and used to think where this picture should go, where this picture should go. I was also sitting with him. I was seeing how systematically he is working with each and everything. He, whatever task he used to do with great love, with sincerity, with dedication, and with that dedication, each task, each service was giving beautiful result. Not only he has a planning intellect, but he was very, very entertaining. Very entertaining. Whosoever used to come in front of him, they were little upset, but he was so light. He used to make them light, relax, and make them happy. And that was the reason everyone would love to come to him. She loved to sit in front of him, either Brahmin, either VIPs, or those non-BK. They used to see him and used to like to sit beside him. So what happened? And he was like a father, we can say child. He was like a friend. He was a close friend. All the relationship he used to play. And once I tell you, while working there in the office, when the little children were coming, they were all the time coming in the office. But he never said, why you are coming here? They were making fun, they were laughing, they were enjoying. He used to give toli to everyone. Some children used to come once or twice and used to come play there. He used to play with them. Once what happened, there was a little girl, but that girl was very, very, what we can say, artist. And these children used to make fun with him. So what happened, that girl, one day, she made a beautiful art. In that art, it was written, oh, you have so many qualities. Baba has selected you. Why Baba has not selected me? He made that chart, art, and put that paper on his table. So he used to come in the office in the evening, morning from 8 to 1, and then after lunch used to sit in the office one more hour, then in the evening used to come in the office 5 o'clock. So one day that chart was there. He took it, read it, and left it in the drawer. Second day, another paper was there. It was written, oh-ho, if I was a sister, I must be looking after a center, not this kind of the job. And he came, he read it, and he became quiet and put that paper in the drawer. And the third day, though, again the paper was there. Because I was there, I knew who is doing this. And third day, the paper was there. What is this? During the whole day, I keep on working and working. What should I do? Why should I work so much? And when he came and read that paper, he said, what is this? Who is doing this funny thing? And I was standing. I knew who has done that. And he thought some brother is doing mistake. Then he asked from me, these brothers are so funny. Why they are writing this? Then I told him, no, these brothers have not done. This little girl has done it. So he laughed, he enjoyed, and then he called that little girl and gave so many gifts. I said, why you are giving her so many gifts? He said, she is an artist. We should value the art of each and every child, because art will be the best thing in future, in the golden age. So he valued each and every line. He was not upset. And secondly, I have seen sometimes some brothers and sisters, they used to come to him for problem. And whatever problem they used to tell him, he would listen with patience. Sometimes we listen the problem with patience, sometimes we don't listen. Because some people are there like that. They tell the problem in such a naughty way. Actually, that is not the real problem, but they tell the problem in a naughty way. I understand, he used to understand, but he never mentioned like that. He used to listen patiently, patiently listening and listening, and after listening, used to give drishti, toli. And once I asked him, they have spent lot of time, they have wasted lot of time, and you still giving drishti? He says, let them keep their heart open. Now it is clear, so they are clear now, and now they won't do any problem, they won't think of problem. So this was happening. And once or twice what happened, there were one or two sisters who had a, because of differences with others, they came to him and they said, they were telling so many things, this and that, and fighting with him. Fighting means becoming aggressive, telling in different way, aggressive way to Nirbhaya Bhai, and he was listening and listening. And after that, he said, okay, don't worry, whatever help you need it. Immediately he gave toli, immediately he did something for his problem, and immediately he did it. Then after that I said, brother, by so we say, used to say, Nirbhaya Bhai, you are doing this, he was fighting, he was behaving in a different way. And he said, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever they do, let them do. My duty is to do, give help. My duty is to help them, to make them satisfy, to make them light. So he was all the time light, and he used to help brothers and sisters in different way. Sometimes foreigners used to come, and when the foreigners used to come in the beginning, you know, first foreigners started to come in 1975. First one, the foreigner, Sister Denise. She was the first foreigner came to Madhuban. Before that, there were one foreigner, but he is no more in Gyan. He came 2 years ago, maybe 1973 or 4, but he is not in Gyan. The first one is Sister Denise, who came in Gyan. And after that, Charlie Bhai and Kane Bhai. And after that, Joe Michael and Sister Margaret Newton. They came. And Joe Michael, they got lot of sustenance from Nirbhaya Bhai. But Margaret Ben stayed 3-4 months in Madhuban. And when she was here, she used to ask different points from Babaji Murali. And she used to ask so many things from Nirbhaya Bhai. But he was telling all the depth of each and every point. And I used to sit with Margaret Ben, and he used to explain to her. And we used to go to the outside of Madhuban and go to the garden, go to the places. And at that time there were small mangoes, little mangoes on the trees, and jamuns were there on the tree. And we used to go, and he was like a small child. He used to climb on the tree and fetch the mangoes, and sometimes he used to fetch the jamun also. And once we went there, but we didn't have anything with us, how to carry the jamun and mangoes? We had only umbrella. So what we did it, we revolted the umbrella, and we hold the umbrella in the bottom, and in the umbrella we collected all the mangoes and jamun, and we brought to Pandavan, and all Madhubanivasis were standing. They were asking, give it to us, give to us, give to us. So he used to play very well with all the brothers and sisters. He was very friendly, like a real brother. Not only this, he used to play with dadis also. And he used to go to Peace Park, and Peace Park was built in 1991. Peace Park was constructed in 1991, and we used to go to Peace Park, and Dadi also used to go. He was very fond of cricket. He used to play cricket, and once he gave the cricket bat to Dadi to play the cricket. Dadi also played the cricket with Nirbhaya Bhai. We all enjoyed. And he was very good in playing and being light and make others light. And what happened in 1988, he got little physical problem. He went to Bombay for heart surgery. After that, he made a plan that we have to have a hospital in Mount Abu, because Mount Abu is very far from the city. If anyone becomes sick, by the time doctor comes, by the time the patient reaches to Ahmedabad, to the place, and on the way something can happen. So when he got that surgery, and he met one of the brother, Vatumal, and had a talk with him, we want to open a hospital in Mount Abu. So when he kept that idea in front of Dadi, and Dadi was thinking, how can we will do it? And some other brothers and all objected. They said, it is not possible to have a hospital here. But he was very strong. He said, we have to see our Brahmins. We have to see the life of our Brahmins. Our Brahmins are very, very important, very special. We have to do something for our Brahmins. So he contacted so many people. At last, Baba said, okay. Dadi said, okay. And all others who were objecting, they also accepted. Then this global hospital was made. And now we can see, this was the, what we can say, the mind thought of Nirbhay Global Hospital. So because of Global Hospital, so many Brahmin sisters and brothers, they are taking lot of benefit, and lot of benefit they are also taking. And during this time I have seen, sometime he used to play with Dadi, Didi and Manorindra Dadi, because Manorindra Dadi was also very, very entertaining. She used to also tell all the things in an entertaining way. One day what he did, Manohar Dadi was coming to see him in the office. And he hided himself behind the door. When Manohar Dadi came, and looking, where is Nirbhay? He was sitting here. In 2 minutes ago, I saw he was sitting here, and I am standing. In 2 minutes, he cannot go out. But where is he? Where he has been gone? Because I am standing on the door, and he is hiding himself. And Manohar Dadi was looking for him here and there, because there is no other door from where you can come out. That was the only door, and she was standing, and then immediately he comes. I am here. And then they laugh and enjoy, and it was like a friendly relationship. And he used to be friend with the foreigners. I have seen sometime some foreigners used to come, and he used to give lot of time, maybe 1 hour, 2 hours he used to give. And once I asked, so you are giving so much time, he said, you know, their culture is different, though they are Brahmin, but they have to understand the reality of Brahmin life. There is no problem because of different situations, because of their sustenance in their country, their behavior has become like of their culture. But they should understand the real meaning of Brahmin culture. They should understand the real relationship with Baba. And they should understand how important is this knowledge and how important is this yoga power for all of us. So he used to give that experience to each and everyone. Even during his last time, whosoever was coming, going to him, and he used to sit with him. And whenever he used to sit with him, he used to talk about knowledge. He used to talk about experience. He used to talk about his daily chart, what I am doing, what I am talking to Baba. Though he had so many plans before leaving this old body, but he had so many plans. But before the plans, he used to give lot of sustenance to so many sisters and brothers with yoga power, and he used to tell that what we have to use, our silence power, yoga power, pay attention on Brahmin life and pay attention on Maryada. He was very, very perfect, very accurate in Brahmin life Maryada. He was very perfect in Brahmin life Maryada, used to follow all the Maryadas, and but once or twice I have seen, because this body is old, sometimes something is happening, and once or twice something happened to the body, and Dr. Sadhya, everyone is taking care, but he was so smiling, he never made his face, I'm so sick, what should I do, I can't do this, whatever it came, whatever problem he came in front of him, both by the body, not other problems, but little bit other problems for construction, for other things, but he used to face all the situation with great, loveful, cheerful face. We never saw on his face the sign of anxiety, the sign of depression, the sign of other thing. We never saw anything. And I also feel so fortunate that Baba and Dadi gave me the duty, what we can say, gave me the fortune to stay with such powerful, such loveful, such a fortunate soul, to stay close to with him. So I feel, in the beginning when I came, because I did not know proper English. I studied English in my school, but I did not study in English school. I studied in a common school. But when I came to work with him in the office, all the tasks were in English. Sometimes I did not understood few words, and what I used to ask from him, but he used to teach me with great love. He never asked, why you don't understand, why you not understanding, what are you doing, I'm telling you. He never told me. He explained everything with love. If I don't understand anything for, then I used to ask two times, sometimes three times. He used to explain that thing with great love. And that was the reason everything I was learning from him in an incognito way. Then in the beginning, some VIPs started to come. Because I didn't know how to deal with the VIPs and how to serve them. So he taught me, because he used to talk to them in a very polite way, with loveful manner, with great manner, and he used to understand the feeling of each and everyone. So while being close to him, I understood and picked up that sanskar, how to understand the quality, the virtue, the feeling of any people, either VIP or a simple person, or an ordinary person, or a poor person, or a rich person. So he used to give love to each and everyone, and sometimes some laborers were working there, and he used to call the laborers, give toli to them, used to ask from them, how are you, how is everything is going on, and he used to ask them and used to give them something, whatever they need, and he helped them for their need. For example, they need clothes, they need something for their family. So he helped. He said, they are our close friends. They are our neighbors. Our responsibility to take care of these people. So he used to pay a lot of attention. And then I have seen, and wherever he used to go, he used to always have that feeling that I am going to Baba's home, either in India or in foreign country, and wherever he went there, he lived as a family member. No one felt that, oh, this guest has come, how much attention we have to pay. No, never. And in Pandavabhavan, from 1982, Om Shanti Bhavan was constructed. And in 1983, the first international conference was held, was kept in 1983, Universal Peace Conference. The name of the conference was Universal Peace Conference. So at that time, we had only two buildings. One is Rajyoga Bhavan, and one was Gyan Vigyan Bhavan. No other buildings. So many guests were invited, and all the guests were staying in a hotel, and some foreigners were also staying in a hotel. But all the foreigners were used to coming to my office. My office was very small at that time. They used to come to my office. They all leave their luggage inside the office, and that office was a selling room. It was, you want to sell this thing, want to sell this. It was like that. And at that time, he saw that scene, he enjoyed, he said, this is our real family. You know, family people, they come together, stay together, eat together. They don't mind for the place, because they meet the family after such long time. So he said that this is a family matter. So in 1983, first International Universal Peace Conference was held. And he organized that conference in such a way, whosoever VIPs came, they were very much impressed by him, and they were very happy, because at that time he was the one dealing with them, talking to them. And second time we had one conference for all the Mahatmas and Sannyasis. When Mahatmas and Sannyasis conference was built in, Om Shanti Bhavan. So all the sannyasis and mahatmas, they used to come to see Dadi, and he was also all the time with Dadi, how to serve them. And once what happened, one Mahamaleshwar came to see Dadi, and I was also with Dadi, Nirvabhai was also with Dadi, and I sat next to Dadi, and Nirvabhai sat to another place. And when I sat next to Dadi, so at that time what happened, that Mahamaleshwar was looking at me. And after a few minutes, after a few talk, and he told Dadi, Dadi, I'm so impressed by you. Because in our ashram, if any follower sit beside us, sit next to us, this is not our system. Here, this sister is sitting next to you. Dadi said, this is our family. This is our family system. We don't have the system of guru and follower. We don't have that he is a big one, he is a small one. And this is our family system. So we live here like a family. So he was sharing his experience with Nirvibhai. I enjoy the way, the system of this institution, the system of Dadis, the loveful behavior of Dadis, and you people is so nice, because which this we need in our life. Because in the whole world, everything is there, but they don't have the real love, which we felt that is the real love. You are doing it here. And he was so much impressed, and he was sharing his experience with Nirvibhai. And Nirvibhai gave so much love to them, and they were so happy by his behavior. Normally, the sannyasis, they don't like to share their thoughts with the men. They like to, because they think men are arrogant. They don't like to share. But by seeing Nirvibhai, they were so happy to share their loveful feelings. They were so happy to share their experiences with him. And they shared, now we got the experience. This is a nice feeling. So this was the thing which I have seen. And last minute he had another plan, because he had a plan that there should be a very big hospital very big specialties with 16 specialty hospital. He had that plan and he wanted to get that plan to be done. And we also had done the foundation stone ceremony there during his time, because it was which day? Shri Krishna Janmashtami day. Janmashtami day, that was a good day, and he said, let's go. We had a foundation stone ceremony. At that time we were afraid that if there is a rain, because no other sources, everywhere is sand and sand, how we will do that foundation stone ceremony. On that day what I saw, the weather was totally changed. Very peaceful, very beautiful, and nothing was wrong. And we went there and we had a foundation stone ceremony over there. And after that, the doctors were telling him, because he had a lung problem, and he was telling him that you should go to Ahmedabad, get this treatment. And whosoever doctor was coming to him, he was sharing his thoughts. First he was sharing thoughts about yoga. Then he was sharing about the knowledge. Then he was sharing about the health issue. He said, if we make a beautiful hospital, another big hospital, then people can come and take both benefit for the body as well as for the soul. And they were saying, brother, it is too big task. He said, okay, I know it is very big task, but Brahmins are there, Baba's children are there, Baba is there, they will do this task. So I have seen that in this world, in this confluence age, Brahma, Baba, Dadis and other Dadas, they took lot of benefit from his planning intellect and the plans he used to plan, how to execute those plans. And they took lot of benefit and everyone supported and helped in his plan. Whenever he used to make any plan, no Brahmin used to refuse. All was standing beside him. All the time it was like a united family. He made this plan and all are there. Especially for Gyan Sarovar, when this Gyan Sarovar was under construction, every day he used to come here, give instruction. And the engineers and other people, they gave a lot of help, support, and it was built in such a beautiful way. And other point, when the Diamond Hall was being constructed, and it was so difficult to get such a big hall without any pillar inside. And he was planning, he invited so many engineers. At last two or three engineers came and they said they will help to get the hall without pillar. And that became so famous in the whole world. Diamond Hall is such a hall, such a big, huge hall without pillar. And that was his idea. He used to share his idea or plan with so many people, not only with the engineers. He used to share the thought with small children, with young people, even the sisters who were coming, he was sharing his thought. And whenever we were sitting with him, he used to share his thought. Sometimes I was feeling, it is too difficult, you are making such a big plan. He used to say, you have forgotten, Baba is there. This is Baba's task, I am not doing anything. So he was all the time reminding about Baba, and he always did for Baba, for Baba's children, for Baba's service. And he never did anything for himself. He is usually very simple, and his personality was so strong. Though he was very simple, but his personality, spiritual personality, physical personality was so strong. Whosoever was coming, they were getting lot of vibration, beautiful vibration from his spiritual personality. That was his main specialty. His spiritual personality was so strong, no one was able to, shake his spiritual personality. His spiritual personality was very stable. No one was able to shake his spiritual personality. That was his way. Even at the time of sickness, if anyone was coming, sometimes we were there on the duty, we used to tell them, no, don't, you cannot go inside, he is sick, resting. As soon as he used to see, he said, no, let him come inside. And they used to go talk to him. He used to give toli while sleeping, resting, and he used to give toli. Drishti used to ask from them, how your health, if you need anything. He himself is resting, and the others are talking to other people for their health, for their problems, giving solution to their problem. So he was all the time, even at the last minute, he was talking to doctors and others. When there was his operation was done, I was also there. After the operation, I went to ICU room, and he was very relaxed and very cheerful, had a talk, and very beautifully, and telling, oh, everything is all right, I'm enjoying, okay, I'm all right. And next day he sat on the chair. We went there again to meet him in ICU. He was sitting in the chair and talking. Then I asked from him, should I go to Madhuvan? He said, no, don't go to Madhuvan. Okay, go to Madhuvan, but first go to Bombay. And he was telling me, go to Bombay because of my neck. He said, you go to Bombay. I said, okay. No, you go to Bombay first. So I said, okay, I go to Bombay and then I will come back. So I went to Bombay, and after, as soon as I left, I go to Madhuvan, went to Madhuvan, and after 1 or 2 days, there was a little bit problem with the body, but we were getting messages all the time, and it is getting better and better. But suddenly this happened on 19th September, 11:30 p.m. He went to Baba's lab, but Baba already had given the message. Baba has invited him because there are so many special tasks are there, which he has to get it done and help the advanced party, as he has done in this Sangam Yuga from the very beginning of this in Mount Abu, from the very beginning in Bombay, in Mount Abu, and he has to do so many other tasks. So Baba invited him, and he said, yes, if Baba is inviting, he said, okay. So he went to Baba. And one more thing, you see the picture of leather. And this picture of leather, Nivea Bhai made this picture of leather. And Baba used to mention always in the Murli, Siri ka chitra, the picture of leather. Nivea Bhai made this, because in the beginning there were three pictures. Jhar, Trimurti, cycle, and the fourth Siri, the leather. He made that leather. And when this was made, Baba was so happy, pleased. And Baba said, this is a beautiful picture. Through this, people will come to know the rise and fall of the world. And Baba appreciated a lot. Okay, it is. There are so many other things which. Okay, I finish now. Om Shanti, Talaklo. I feel myself also fortunate because I learned, because when I came, I was like a plain paper, black. Plain paper. I learnt everything while staying in Madhuvan from Baba, Dadi, and especially from Nivea Bhai. Okay, I'm sure.